Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
A debilitating autoimmune disease. She came to me bedridden, booked her. She couldn't even, her hands were so such in pain. She couldn't even open them up. She couldn't even use a juicer. I put her on a fruit fast for 40 days because I have found out that the fruits, the raw fruits are the most powerful, is the most powerful way to heal the body. And I put her on a strict raw fruit fast in 40 days. She recovered from being bedridden. Her hands recovered. And now she works for me. She works for the ministry. I hired her. She's my administrative assistant. So she went from bedridden in pain. And now she is the one who answers my phone calls. She's a juicing machine. She's doing physical therapy. Her full success story is on my YouTube channel. I have a playlist called Success Story. So she's one. Secondly, there's a brother, and I forget where they live, but he had diabetic neuropathy that was so painful. He had to wear like 400 house shoes stacked on top of each other, he said, just to relieve the pain. The doctors were telling him, you have to get your foot cut off. He was having no feeling at all. It was bad, severe diabetic neuropathy. Put him on fruit fasting, and now he's pain free. He can walk again. The neuropathy has been healed. It has been healed. His success story is also there. I have a fascinating story of a brother who came to me at 611 pounds. 611 pounds, and now he's under 400. He is attempting. We ain't talking about surgery, no Ozempic. He is literally attempting. He's taking it day by day. He don't step on the scale. All he's focusing on is the spiritual message. Because what you said about you quote 1 Corinthians, you're quoting 1 Corinthians 3:17, brother, about treating the temple. Here's what it says right after that. He who defiles the temple of the Lord, that person God will destroy. And that's the critical component. And so by teaching it from a spiritual perspective, that this is a part of our walk with Christ. This is a part of keeping the commandments. Don't tell me you keeping the Torah and you eating Satan's foods. That's impossible. That is the biggest form of idolatry. We have made a god out of food. And so he's focusing on the spiritual. And yeah, he's lost over 200 pounds. And so, I mean, I'm cheering for that brother because, I mean, we're talking about a man that could go from 600 pounds to about 200. That will be incredible. So that's a few of the many, you know, that I've been blessed to help over the years. And I don't have no degrees. I am a preacher. The Most High gave me my title in 2015, you know, the Minister of Wellness.
It's, you know, the word says, I mean,
yes, I don't have no degrees. I don't take any.
It is amazing that you've learned this yourself. I mean, the word says, do not dine with the glutton or feast with the drunkard. And, you know, so if you see somebody drunk, the average Christian goes to sit down to a table. I don't care if it's their family member or their best friend or their worst enemy. They're not going to eat with a drunk person because they just know it's wrong. The word says it's wrong, and they're going to, you know, maybe try to help, but they're not going to sit down and have a meal. But the glutton, you see the glutton, people sit down and fellowship with them and anything, and they don't say anything. They don't care about anything. They don't. And it's the Bible calls it and talks about it, you know, and I like the way you put it. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual curse. It's a wicked thing from the enemy whose job is to kill, steal and destroy. And this is the way he's doing it with the weapons of mass destruction, the knife and the fork. And people they're so controlled they're serving the enemy more than they're serving our Creator, you know. And Yah says, "Who will you serve?" And
they are who made.
Yeah.
That's the question I asked to the holiness preachers. Who made this decision to where if you smoke a cigarette, you go to hell? But we know that eating a hot dog causes as much cancer as smoking cigarettes. So there, you know, see, this is what opens up the door to the homosexuals to do what they want to do, because you can't just hack away at the Bible. So, oh, if you smoke cigarettes and drink, oh, that's a spiritual problem. You're going to hell. But then you can just sit there and the same drugs in the alcohol, the same drugs in cigarettes, the same addictive components in heroin is in the burgers, in the chicken wings, in the French fries. So who gave us the authority as preachers to say this physical act will spiritually condemn you, but then, oh, the food, oh, that's just the minister of wellness, he crazy. He just, that's the physical. But then you teach in theology that it was what we should not eat that brought sin into the world. So this picking and choosing of what's holy, what's not holy, it has to stop. And that, you know, so a lot of the pastors, they're arrogant and they have destroyed, you know, the sheep that is under them by teaching this wishy-washy. And when you do that, that's why the homosexuals come in and they say, well, heck, you don't do this. You don't obey the Sabbath. You don't do this. You don't do this. So why can't we? Why can't we do what we do? And so, and that's why it's important not to pick and choose. God does not want us to be addicted to something that's killing us. At some point in time, if the word of God is really the word of God, and which we believe, at some point in time, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3:16, it is supposed to cause you to feel guilty, reproof, and it's supposed to cause a change, which means correction. And it is high time that we use the word of God to reprove and correct our diet before it's too late.
That is a powerful statement, that God does not want us to be addicted to the things that are killing us. That is powerful, because when we think about food and the worship of food out there today and the worship of our stomachs and the gluttony, I think about this. I can't say it because we're on social media and I want this information to get out. I don't want to get kicked out, so I'm not going to say certain words. But what I will say is there, just a few years ago, you know, smart Christians were saying, I'm not going to put something in my body that I don't know what it is. They're saying, I'm not going to inject something in me. Well, I don't know what it is, or I know it's not good for me. I'm not going to put it in. But those same people will put anything in their mouth hole without even asking what the ingredients are or researching or where that came from, because it's the food, the power of the food, the power of their stomach. And that's a great, great quote, that our Creator doesn't want us to be addicted to things that are killing us, because whether you like it or not, or believe it or not, folks, the food that most people are eating, most Christians are eating, is killing them. And I'm so glad that there's this brother here teaching the true message of this. It's so important. And brother, this is powerful stuff. So now you're in Africa. How do they deal with this in Africa? Do they deal with it different than the United States, or are they just got the same problems out there when it comes to this topic?
Well, they worship America out here. They worship America. So they farm their food. It's fruit everywhere. It is easier to be healthier. They're having a difficult time with the takeover of GMOs, chemtrails. It's harder out here.
We're losing that.
I don't know if it's frozen.
Yeah.
It's been freezing on my end.
Yeah, it's coming in and out here. So you were saying, and that's spiritual warfare. That's what it is. That's not a bad internet connection. You know, that's spiritual warfare right there. But you were saying that out there, they're just worshiping America, and the whole food industry and everything out there is just,
yeah,
it's easier to be healthy.
Yeah. They have the spirit. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, they have the spirit of the Israelites in the wilderness. They have the spirit, that spirit of being ungrateful. They're ungrateful. Yeah, they know how to farm. They know how to grow. It's food everywhere. It's fruit everywhere with the seed in it. With the seed, they don't have those issues, but because of an ungrateful, grumbling spirit, looking at social media, they think that America is heaven on earth. That's what they've been taught here, that America is literally the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So therefore, they want to eat like America. They don't want to eat their native food. And most of their native dishes are vegetarian. It's very easy to be healthier here than it is in America. Very much easier. Yeah, much easier. But unfortunately, they're very ungrateful. So yes, the problems, the satanic American diet and the diseases that accompanies it is stretching its root, you know, stretching out throughout Africa. And they're suffering terribly as a result because of their lust for the ways of America.
Now, I know you got a powerful internet ministry with YouTube, but do you have a physical church that meets every week?
No, I don't, sir. I don't have a physical church that I meet because right now I bounce around. I'm more like an evangelist and I bounce around. And so at this time, I usually just go where I'm requested to minister. So I do my own Sabbath day services. And I am a member of the Adventist Church. And so sometimes I preach on the Sabbath. Sometimes I preach on Sunday. I preach wherever. I don't care. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If people need the healing message, I'll come and deliver it to them. So if anybody tuning in might be, I'm in Ghana for a short time, going back to Kenya. And if you want me to deliver the healing message from a biblical perspective, I'm available for bookings to come to wherever church organization. That's another thing I love about Africa is they are more spiritual people. So for instance, Wednesday, I'm going and I'm preaching to a high school with over 1,000 students. And I'm able to come and teach to them from the Bible. That's unheard of in America. If me or you, Brother Paul, went to a high school in where you from in New York, and we tried to open up the Bible, they would call the National Guard on us. You know, it would be an uproar. We could go viral if we did that. We burst into a high school and start preaching the word. But out here, you come out here, oh, and they know you a minister, man, that's held in high esteem. They're very religious people. So I get free reign to preach at schools, colleges, universities, and they'll even ask you to come in and speak about homosexuality. The principal asks you, like, hey, you know, also touch on homosexuality, lesbianism. Again, you can't do that in America.
Wow.
So when it comes to speaking, you know, if anybody tuning in, you happen to be international, my website and the phone number, theministerofwellness.com, 888-847-8026, and I travel and deliver the message.
Now, let me ask you this. The enemy wants to destroy everyone. He doesn't care what color somebody is. He wants to destroy those that are on fire for Yah. But when you look at the black community and you see the rates of disease and all this even higher, do you believe that the enemy or man is being used to show a prime example of how they're killing people through the food? Or do you believe it's no difference?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. No, there's a worse health disparity. There's a worse health disparity. You know, so I do give this humble disclaimer. I do have a strong focus on, you know, the African American / African community. However, that does not mean it is an exclusive focus. But yes, as a black man, I am very, very concerned about the destruction of my people when it comes to the satanic American diet. And then other things that I definitely don't want to talk about here because, you know, we get thrown off of YouTube. I call it the medical decision. That's that thing they were saying, Brother Paul. If you don't take this, then you can't buy. So I'm very we can leave it at that. So I'm very, very concerned about that, especially here in Africa. So yes, sir, that's a huge problem, and it's something, you know, that I do have a strong focus on.
Well, brother, I'm going to put your contact information below, everybody. I'm going to put his website and also his information. Let me ask you, you sell some supplements and some like herbal supplements and things like this. Where did you discover these? And tell us a little about those.
Yes, I found a local herbalist, that I befriended and know in St. Louis, Missouri. That manufactures our herbal supplements. I found a source of organic, radiation-free, nuclear waste-free sea moss, seaweeds. So everything, you know, on my website is the Minister of Wellness label, and it's an excellent way to support the ministry. Vitamin D3, K2, zinc, vitamin C. I have all the essentials that we need. Vitamin B12, that's critical. D3, K2, zinc, that rounds you off. I used to have a vegan algae-derived DHA, EPA for the essentials. And then I have a variety of herbal supplements and different packages. And I actually have a sale going on right now. So theministerofwellness.com, theministerofwellness.com. I appreciate the support. I also have people that give to the ministry. I support. I own an orphanage out here in Kenya, and we have 100 children, and I make sure they eat the medicine foods of God. We also build homes. We started building homes for the poor. I'm almost finished with a three-bedroom brick house, because out in Kenya, you can build a three-bedroom brick home for $7,000. And so we've raised $5,000, so we almost completed pulling people out of their mud house, their home. Because, you know, poverty in Africa, we don't know the definition of poverty in America. So we have several initiatives that we're doing. I am a full-fledged ministry. So, yes, those are my supplements. And I'm the author of 5 books. I'm the author of 5 books also. Lose 100 pounds in 100 days, Biblical Principles, Exposing the Slave Theology of the Black Church. Then I have a book that I wrote here for Africa, the homosexual war that is being waged on Africa. Because, you know, here in Ghana, they pissed off our country, Brother Paul, by saying, if we catch you practicing that, we'll throw you in jail. And I'm sure you can imagine that don't make America happy. So I wrote a book about that here. And then my 5th book, I can't state it because it's dealing with, you know, the that they tried to push. I have a book on that also.
That's amazing, brother. Amazing. Everybody get down and check out his link, check out his YouTube videos. Brother, thank you for taking the time to come on. I don't want to lose the connection, so I don't want it to go too long because the connection, but this has been too short, and we have to do it again. We have to have another interview with you. Maybe we could do a live Q&A because finally, somebody's teaching this health message, and I just pray it gets out there. And it's not about you or me. It's about, you know, brothers and sisters reaching that area that so many people are in the dark on. And may you all have a good health and wellness, as it says in the scriptures, that we're as healthy in body as we are in spirit. So, brother, thank you for all you're doing, and keep up the great work, man.
Thank you, Brother Paul. I appreciate it.
Reply to some of the comments I got to my last video about getting close to our Creator by being healthier, and the way to do that is to stop eating meat and start incorporating more healthy practices in your life. When I started that video, I clearly said that when I speak at New Age places, they'll try anything once. They have an open mind. But my challenge is when I speak at Christian places, they're so closed-minded about what they think they know in their interpretation of scripture, and nothing's going to change their mind. And this is the problem I have. I even said in a video that there are some, I mean, the New Agers are eating better than the Christians. They somehow figured it out, and they're healthier. So this is what it comes down to, of just, I don't know what you'd want to call it, but here's what it comes down to. I'm a health teacher and I want people to be healthy. In no way have I ever said eating meat was a sin. In no way have I ever said that you're going to hell if you eat meat. But that's not what the video's about, and that's not what the point is about. It's about meat is not healthy. Even if our creator called it clean meat or clean animals, it's not healthy. And somebody might say, well, why would our creator give us unhealthy things to eat? He didn't. We've made it unhealthy. And this is the problem we have. Nowhere in the Bible does it say it's a sin or it's bad to smoke cigarettes. So that's like me making a video saying, you know, it's bad to smoke cigarettes, it's unhealthy, and if somebody smokes cigarettes and they start suffering from lung disease and all other diseases associated with that, it's going to slow down or perhaps keep them away from their relationship with Yah, because they're too busy going in and out of the hospital, they're dealing with sickness their whole life, they don't have time to go out and spend and share the word and the gospel because they're dealing with their consequences of smoking cigarettes. Now it's kind of known amongst many people in the world today that smoking's not healthy, so people will accept that. Even though the scriptures don't say smoking's unhealthy, people will accept, well, smoking is unhealthy. So even though the Bible doesn't address smoking, I'm not going to smoke. And you can say that about anything. You see, you miss the point if you're replying back to me that the Creator said we can eat meat, or meat is okay, or it's not a sin to eat meat, or why would our Creator give us meat, or why did Jesus eat fish, or something like that. You've missed the point of the video. You've missed the point of the teaching. If that's your reply, you're defending something from a scriptural standpoint. My point is, our Creator wants us to be as healthy as possible, and nowhere in Scripture does it say we shouldn't be smoking cigarettes. Cigarettes didn't exist at that time. We shouldn't be using microwave ovens. Nowhere in Scripture does it say we should be using microwave ovens. You're changing Scripture around. No, what Scripture does say, we should be honoring the temple that Yah created within us. This body is our temple. This is our tabernacle. We are supposed to be clean. Yah wants us to treat our bodies with the utmost respect, to put healthy, clean things inside it. Not to put things inside it that are going to destroy us, that are going to kill us. And whether you believe it or not, eating meat, especially the processed meat you find in the stores today, especially in the amount meat is eaten in today, will shorten your lifespan, will create disease in your life, and will ultimately slow you down. Now, some of you replied, they say, well, I eat meat. And some people even said they even exclusively eat meat, and they feel better than they ever felt. In fact, some people said they tried going without meat, and they didn't feel well. And all I can say to that is, if you watch my health teachings on my health channel, if you watch and understand the way the body works, if you understand the way we were designed, if you understand the food and eating properly, you will not have any problems if you exclude meat from your diet if you're doing it the right way. Because somebody could eat candy all day and say, well, I don't eat meat, and I got sick. Somebody could eat junk food all day and say, well, I'm not eating meat, but I got sick. That's not what Yah wanted for us. He gave us the fruits and vegetables. And if you're eating fruits and vegetables and you stop eating meat, you're not going to get sick. It's all the junk food you're eating. It's all the processed food you're eating. You could sit in and go to McDonald's every single day and get your hamburger and get your French fries and then hear one of my videos and then believe me and then stop eating hamburgers, but you're still eating French fries every day and you're getting sick and you're saying, well, I stopped eating meat, but I'm still getting sick. You have to understand, health doesn't begin when you add to your diet. It's what you eliminate. Eliminate the things that are creating a problem. And guess what's going to go away? The problem. And meat is one of the problems. Now, there's something today called a carnivore diet, which is people that make the choice to exclusively eat meat. And when you're doing this, it's like It's like taking a drug. It's a mass stimulant to your body. And just because you feel great by eating meat for a couple of years, you're doing your body a great disservice and you're creating a lot of potential long-term health issues, major diseases, by only consuming dead animals and nothing else. And this isn't my opinion. There are no long-term exclusively meat eaters out there in the world that are producing great health. They're just not there. Because at some point or another, people are going to realize it's not healthy on long term to eat exclusively meat. And you know, you see this, you see people that have tried the diet, they feel great at first, but then they run into problems eventually and they stop. This isn't my opinion. This is what's out there. You know, now if you want to eat a diet with no processed food and you want to eat a diet with a healthy diet with healthy fruits and vegetables, and you want to include a little meat in the amounts they ate it in scriptural times, somebody said in one of my comments, well, I'm going to stick with Creator's word because during the feast times and the appointed times they ate meat. Okay, how many days of that is throughout the year? Today you got people eating some form of meat or some other animal product 5 to 6 times a day. Scriptural times, many people ate it 5 to 6 times a year. Tremendous difference. So you're missing the point if you're attacking or defending yourself for eating meat. I don't know how they say, you know, you can't, you know, you can only tell people something and what they're going to decide to do. I'm not selling you something, folks. I'm not trying to do this from a business standpoint. I'm here telling you, eating meat, eating animal products was not the way our bodies were designed to eat. And just because we can eat it doesn't mean it's healthy for us. And if you're experiencing a great health by eliminating everything from your diet except meat, instead of considering that the meat is doing so great for you, maybe think about maybe all the other stuff I was eating wasn't great for me. And most of you haven't eaten fruits and vegetables without being processed. You give up your processed grains and your other processed junk foods and everything else. And now your meat's the only thing left. Try getting rid of the meat and eating healthy fruits and vegetables, and you won't be sick. You'll be fine.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Summer pool season is upon us. If you want your pool clear, Providence Pools is here. We offer weekly services that are reliable and affordable. Providence Pools, serving St. Lucie County. For a free estimate, we can be reached at 772-971-9570.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.